Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really healthy, and darn sexy people. I snuck one in on you there. Hi, everybody. Are you like me and sick and tired of hearing about all this coronavirus? Dear God, you see how valuable this work that we do is now. I mean, it's like a challenge. Even when you are well along in this work, it's a challenge to hold your focus these days because we're just getting bombarded right and left and up and down. So I didn't want to talk about it today, but the channel told me I had to talk about it because it's what's on everybody's mind. And basically, they want to remind you that the energetic cause behind the coronavirus is I have no control. So whatever you can do in your life to take control, know that you are the control, exercise your control in any way, the more it is going to help your immune system stay strong. Then they took me, this is really great, so stop and listen. They took me to the core belief, God betrays me because I betray me. Now, if you are the God of you, and you are, if you betray yourself, God has to betray you because we're one in the same. So, we betray ourselves by not holding the balance in our lives. I mean, you don't think this virus has shown up for no reason, do you? You don't think we've created this for no reason, do you? We all know that this planet isn't sustainable the way we're taking care of it right now. We're not sustainable the way we take care of ourselves now. You know, run, 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 go, 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 do, 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 do. Nobody focuses on being. It's all about technology and getting there. That's not sustainable, guys. You have to have a balance. So that's one way we've been betraying ourselves. We have not taken care of this planet. We have not loved her. We have not respected her. We have not caressed her with love. And that's another way that we betray ourselves. And ergo, God has to then betray us also, because the planet, which is the very home that we live in, is being mistreated. You know, we have our priorities all mixed up and confused. So, can you prioritize your well-being? Can you prioritize knowing that you're the God of you? Can you prioritize balance and knowing that you have control over your own creation? You see, right now, this country has defined itself as sick through all the pharmaceuticals and the messages we get. And that's really one of the biggest pandemics energetically across the world, is we keep defining ourselves as sick. And if we define ourselves as sick, then we have to create a reality that matches that. That's a really, really big concept to get. And we've closed our hearts and our chakras to protect ourselves from all this, but that just creates limited energy flow, which creates a more compromised immune system. Now, everything that they're talking about here today has to do with man-made stress. Choice from our decisions about man-made stress. Well, lucky for us, that's the webinar on Wednesday night. So I'm going to share something with you. Don't judge me, please, because I'm, you know me, I walk the talk and I share with you my own personal stuff so you can identify stuff within yourself. So, as you know, I have offered you a free webinar on the coronavirus. Then Masami and I just offered you a free webinar on how to maintain the balance in your positivity. Thank you again, Masami Kobe, for sharing that with me. I went into big reaction. And you know I teach you, wherever the reaction is, that's where the pony is. So I went into big reaction. We had 400 to 500 people on each of those calls. I have 10 people signed up for the stress webinar. And that upsets me. So I found myself spiraling down, going, God, I give all this stuff for free. I'm on the show every Sunday for free. And why are people not signing up for, at this moment in time, the most important information they can get? And finally, the channel said, look, you cannot create for other people, Dee. You can't do it. They're going to choose to come or they're going to choose not to come. They're going to use reasons of money. They're going to choose reasons of I'm in the wrong time zone, whatever it is. So basically my lesson in all that they gave me was I release you to your own divine I am presence. I got to get out of the way. Now that being said, I have taught you this. Ask for what you need. If you cannot afford the $50, email us. But I'm telling you, I'm going to ask you to pay something. Because if I don't, that just encourages me teaching you the opposite of what Resigive is and how it works. Resigive is giving and receiving in a circle. So you can't tell me you don't have a dollar or $5 or $10 or whatever it is you can do. Lauren will create that for you, but you have to take responsibility to ask for what you want. I got this email, and sure, I understand that people are being challenged right now with their jobs and everything. I get that. And my job is to bring you the information that's going to open that up and turn that around, which is what I'm doing. So I acknowledge that all that is going on, and are we going to live in the victimness of it, or are we going to take control and work with the energy and direct the energy and do the work that we know to do now? That's our job. In the stress webinar, there's going to be information about inflammation, adrenals, thyroid, star info, because there's a whole bunch of, and I'm not clear about it yet, about literally that we are, and we've known this, we've gotten the information before, it's already on the sheets, that we are literally made out of the same energy as star energy. Well, how that was delivered to us information-wise was that we broke off literally from the one energy and started out as star energy. So that means we have to, that's another way of saying we're God, all right? Because all energy is energy is energy made up of the same stuff. Okay. They will give us the best deterrent. I was surprised at these words that they gave me for beating this virus. Because to me, that's looking at a negative, but they're saying it's not. So I'll be interested about the discernment that comes through Wednesday night about that too. Also, guys, if you don't understand how the work works, it's really hard to work the work. So if you really want to understand more about it, the new program, The Science of Spirituality, that's on the homepage at imdwallace.com, was created for you, literally. Something about E equals MC squared, and which means energy, the simplest way I can explain it is energy is mass and mass is energy. So your energy, right? The coronavirus is energy. Everything's energy. And Daniel and Al, I got to get together with them today to extend this. But they got a lot of information, but we have to expand on it about sending the light energy to the coronavirus to contain it. And then, hold on, I'm trying to pull their email up here. And then, direct the light of divine love in piercing the bubble of fear, imploding it, which means it falls inward on itself, and transform it into knowing of control in creation. So we're claiming that right now, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, and so it is. I want you to be with me on Wednesday. So ask, how can I? Okay? And then figure it out. Okay, I think we can go to the calls, and we're going to start with Paula in California. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm great, baby. I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm doing all right. Calling actually about my nephew, and because he actually tried to commit suicide.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Yeah, it's just so tragic with him, you know. And so I just kind of want to know, you know, what the channel kind of, you know,
okay,
can see
well,
about what. Yeah.
Two things coming in right away. First of all, they're reminding me of what Abraham Hicks says: every death is a suicide, because on some level, every death we've chosen to leave. Nobody leaves without choice. Okay.
Right.
He, Hold on. We're both balanced. Anybody switched? We're absolutely getting the highest answer. Yes. He really does want to leave, Paula.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't sign up for this. And you're probably going to see more of that going on with all this virus stuff because they're saying that's what suicide and the virus has in common is they feel like they don't have any control.
Right.
And if you have no control over your life, you're helpless, right? You can't see a way to make it any better. You don't know that you are the power that makes it any better. So the best thing you can do is get quiet and literally, energetically, picture him, send him energy, hold him in your arms, let him know he has control over his own life, that you love him unconditionally, right? Guys,
yeah.
They get the energy. I have proof of that. They get the energy. My mom knew I was dancing with her and playing her religious songs for her energetically during her transition. They get the energy. If you want to help somebody during these times, you don't have to get out of your house to go do it. Send the energy you want. Now, there's a core belief that they want to give you that he's holding. This page here. 26, 27, 28. Yeah. When I'm multidimensional, I'm sick. He's just scared to death, baby. He's just scared to death of his power. And, he's scared to death of his power because he thinks he doesn't have any, and that keeps you in purgatory.
Yeah, and then there's the whole thing. And then he's probably terrified, too, because in his mom's side, you know, there's, like, schizophrenia and bipolar and all this stuff, so that's probably adding layers to it.
Well, he's got some of that going on. Somebody needs to diagnose him and see what's going on.
And they are aware of it. Yeah, he's in actually a lockdown.
When I say he's been diagnosed for schizophrenia or bipolar or any of that, Paul, I got to know. It's
okay.
One thing to know it runs in the family. It's a whole other thing to get your own diagnosis of it so you can be treated specifically for what it is. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
right,
I think that's going to be happening because he's in that psychiatric ward.
Well, you can help make it happen.
Doctors.
You know, get the family together and go, we need to have diagnosis done for this kid to make sure that all that imbalance that goes on. Did you hear the word imbalance is going on with the rest of the family? You see, guys, as a child, if you look at and see imbalance everywhere in your immediate world, you think that's the way the world is and you should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay?
Thank you.
So we're all claiming right now for ourselves and our little children and all energy that is us, that is integrated to us, that we are balance. We are literally the frequency of balance. We are it. We create it. We share it. We help pass it. And so it is. Yeah. Thank you, Paula. Yeah. As you know, I had a lot of experience with that in my own family, and it's challenging for sure. Okay. We're going to Brian. Hi, honey. I hope you're on. Hi.
I'm on. Can you hear me?
I can.
And am I clear?
Yes.
Good. Yay. I'll try to keep it quick. Two questions I have. Number one, I don't know if this is the right question, but does this virus have a conscious? And if so, what does it want?
Everything has a consciousness, and it wants us to slow down and realign our priorities.
what I thought. Thank you.
Literally, we cannot sustain ourselves the way we have been taught to define life.
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
I definitely get that. Next, we had a private a couple weeks ago, and this is a lesson for me in asking for what I wanted. You asked if there's anything else that I wanted to ask, and I didn't at that time, but in truth, I did. I want to know, is there anything from the other side, from my late fiancé or my late brother, that they want me to know?
Well, the very first thing I heard, Brian, is that they're both happy. So,
okay.
Know they're happy. Mm-hmm. Be happy for the fact that they're happy. There's a little guilt going on with you, both of them. What is that? Hold on. We're going to a core belief here, this page here. And let me just say, guys, anytime a loved one, whether you've been having problems or sometimes especially if you've been having problems, passes or leaves, there's some kind of guilt that we think we have to pay for that it's our responsibility. And again, the channel reminds you, you do not create for another person. Right? All right.
Right.
So we're going to here, 5:25-30. I trust that I am the authority and higher power that creates miracles in my life and others. Okay, so whatever happened with them, Brian, that made you doubt that within yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. And you forgot that they have the right to be the authority and higher power that creates their life also. So it works from both perspectives. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay. Yep, there's your answer. So going to invoke the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light around all of this for all of us. We are claiming, I trust that I am the authority and higher power that creates miracles in my life and others, and so it is. All right, baby.
So it is.
Thank you.
And a big yes on that, too. You're welcome.
Yeah, good, Brian. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And, you know, guys, don't go to, well, I don't know how I'm going to make any money. You know, I can't even get out of my house, and the restaurants are closed, and my job's closed. And can't go there. Do the breathing exercise. If there's anything you ever want to do for me or yourself, right now, do the breathing exercise. Big breath into the count of 3 or 4. Sorry, the beginning is go to your love place. Then take a deep breath into the count of 3 or 4 with a smile on your face. I'm going to give you the mantra. I am health and wellness and money. Take another deep breath in. Exhale with a smile on your face as you say, I am health and wellness and money. Create now what you continually want to have show up as miracles in your life. Then you don't betray yourself. You come through yourself for yourself, and God can come through for yourself. For you also. Lynn in North Carolina. Hi, honey, you're on.
Oh, hey, good morning, and thank you for the two programs that you've done recently.
You're really welcome. Enjoyed
those.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you.
My question relates to, back in June, my daughter-in-law and granddaughter moved in with me and my husband, and with them her kitty cat came. And our problem is my kitty cat is not very accepting of my granddaughter's kitty. Is he just reflecting all of the feelings of lack of power that everybody seems to have related to this situation?
Dang, Lynn, I get a big yes on that. It's that, and it's also the territorial thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the territorial thing is going on between all of you guys, too, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And I'm the peacemaker.
Huh? What?
I tend to be the peacekeeper.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. And, see, it goes back to my reaction. I release you to your own divine I am presence.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you have defined yourself, my beautiful person, as the peacemaker, there has to be some kind of struggle to keep the peace for.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
well,
what a tangled web we weave, huh?
Oh, it is, it is, it is.
So, I would start claiming just total balance and peace in the house, ease of communication. But the channel wants you to know that mostly it's an adjustment period. How long have they been with you?
They've been here 9 months.
Well, damn, one would think that's enough time, wouldn't it? But
you would, but knowing the relationship there, I'm kind of seeing it because my husband and the daughter-in-law have some issues that go way back. And mother and daughter, mother likes to scream at daughter too much, and that thing
well,
gets everybody upset.
Okay, but you see, all of this is about control, Lynn.
It is.
Everybody's trying to maintain their own control because they're scared to death right now.
Yep.
While
true.
They believe they don't have any.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our hell right there. Oh, my God, I have no control. I have no control over the virus or what the government's doing or being held in my house. Or blah, 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 blah. You know, while we're going, I have to maintain control here, right? Which is true. And the more you know that you literally are the control and the creation, then it becomes a flow instead of a force that we're trying to
push, make happen.
Yeah. So, again, well, they're saying give it about 12 months. It should even out. You got to hang in. But you're your own creator, so you can make it sooner than that.
We're going to
speed
it up a
little. But I would just start seeing all the energy in your house is in balance. Everybody's in harmony. It would probably help. They're showing me a circle of all of you sitting there talking to each other. You know, communication's a big thing right now. So maybe if you could make a safe circle where everybody has the right to say, you know, and help them say it from that parent effectiveness training thing that is so valuable to me. When you do that, it makes me feel so that it's not, you know, you do this and you do that and you know, you can't
it's
do it in
fault.
An accusatory way. It's, I'm taking responsibility for my own feelings and I want you to understand them. Okay?
Yes.
All right,
okay.
Sweetheart.
Oh, thank you.
You bet. That was a lot of great discernment around a lot of stuff that's going on right now. Let's see. Carla in New York, you're on. Carla, you there?
Yes,
oh, dear.
I'm here.
Oh, good. Almost popped you off there, woman. What's up?
I know. Well, I am I have a little bit of fear around certain people that I work with that they'll get like violent or mean or nasty because I work with like a different kind of population. And I just don't feel very safe on this particular unit that they put me in. I'm not really safe. Last week there was a couple of people that were actually protective and that was very helpful, but those people left. And now I feel a little bit scared.
Okay, let's get to the basis of what the fear is, okay? Sheets. But give me a song, baby.
though it's gonna be a lonely summer. And darling, I promise you this. I'll
keep going.
You all my love.
Yeah.
Every day in LA.
Okay. When I say you're sending them love, I get a big no.
Right.
Okay. And gosh, I don't remember if it was the last e-blast or tomorrow's e-blast. But, you know, guys, really, all you have to ask yourself in any instance in your life, am I in fear or am I in love? Am I holding fear or am I holding love? So I would like you to get up in the morning, and part of your directing your day, Carla, is you close your eyes and you picture the ward or whatever it is that you're referencing. And room by room, you just send love and light in there. And you direct, today, I know that all love, all balance, peace, and wellness and harmony surrounds all of these people and myself in the creation of this day. This is my clear command to all energy. Now, when I say you've been doing that, I get a no. And all of you know that you direct what you want. Otherwise, you go into fear of not having control. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the right question? That's the highest question. I just asked, is she in any danger physically or any other way? I get a no, Carla. Do you have reason to think? Do you have physical reasons to think you might be in danger?
No.
Okay. If there's no reason, it's like...
I just felt like, I just feel like when I was singing that song, I felt like tears were coming and just kind of like around this other person that left that was protective of me. It was more like a...
All right.
A mixing of this person.
Well, that I get a yes on. But don't transfer that into I'm not safe. You can miss that
person. Yeah.
And still create your own safety. And that's indeed the lesson of them leaving, is so you could take responsibility for yourself now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right, sweetheart. You can do this. But you got to keep your heart and your chakras open and direct love. Go to your love place. Know that you are love. The more love you give, the more love comes back to you. You know that, right?
Yep.
All right, baby cakes. Have a good week, okay? Create one.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, Jennifer in Indianapolis. What's up?
Hello, D.
Hello,
so,
baby.
Hello, baby. So I love your webinars, and I've been on a handful over the last couple years. Here's the thing. Those of us on the East Coast don't start the webinar till 10 p.m. And I'm going to be real honest with you. I fall asleep.
And you know you get the whole replay, right?
Yes, of course. So what happens is I'm thinking, oh, okay, maybe I'll get the – and then time goes by and we don't order. So maybe, you know, maybe encourage us Eastern Coast people to, you know, step it up a notch, because I think that's probably what some of them are.
I'm encouraging all of you to step it up a notch, because bottom line, what you just said to me was – I know what's good for me. I know this will empower me, and I don't follow through.
Yep.
So your mental mind says it's about the time.
Exactly.
But it's really about you not following through on what you know is best for you. And the channel is lovingly saying to you, I bet you can find other places in your life that applies, right?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the big gift to you today, is I always follow through. I always come through for me so that I never betray myself, and there ergo God can't betray me because I come through for me in what is my highest good. And this goes across your whole life, they're saying, Jennifer. So good on you that you brought it up.
Yeah, because I was just going to say, you know, my biggest thing that I really don't have a lot of fear in this pandemic. The only thing that is making me anxious is that I might not take the actions that are so abundantly out there right now, especially for a tech person during this reset.
Well, you just said exactly what we got to.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take the action. That's your fear.
Right.
Well, then
right.
Take the action. You won't have that fear.
Got it.
Yes, ma'am. Oh,
take
this
action.
Is brilliant.
I'm just going to put that on my mirror.
Yeah.
Put that on my mirror. Take the action.
I take action around everything that supports me and my empowerment. That's the mantra for all of us.
Got
and
it.
That means always choosing love over fear. Always choosing love. Always taking action. Where do I have control? How can I? What can I do? What can I create in my house for 2 weeks or however long it's going to? I've already cleaned out 2 offices.
Yeah.
I'm reading a book that I've been trying to get to for 6 months. On top of which, doing so much reading on behalf of you guys so I can bring you the highest information. It's interesting. I have 5 books on my bedstand lined up to read, and the channel's going, yeah, we want you to read them, but pick up each of them and just test the pages. We're going to take you to what you need to know right now. Crazy, huh? But see, you got to ask. And one of those books was so buried in my office, I didn't even remember I had it. And I got it months ago because I was told to get it when I saw it. So there's all kinds of positive, beautiful things happening because of this right now. Look for those, guys. Look for you. Do you know you can watch Broadway shows online now for free and see people in Italy coming out to do concerts together on their balconies with their instruments? I mean, there's beautiful creation going on right now. Ask, what can I do right now to slow down and use this time? And one of the biggest things you can do is that breathing exercise, because what you create within you and ignite within you during this time of kind of suggested dormancy is the words they're giving me, is what you do now as far as igniting the frequencies within you that you want. You're creating what's going to show up in 2 months, in 3 months, in 4 months. So as soon as all this is over and dies down, your world is going to be creating even more because you use this time to do it. But you can't do it if you live in fear, and you can't do it if you don't take action, Jennifer. Okay?
Okay.
All right, baby cakes. Thank you so much for bringing all that in. That was, woo! That was good. Sandy in North Carolina, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm calling for my kids. I just wonder what the channel has for them because they're both in very stressful situations. And
well, then they ought to listen to the webinar. Because I'm telling you guys, anything you can do to, and stress is a choice. It's a choice. It's a choice of perspective. You're either going to choose to feel isolated and scared and a victim by staying in your house, or you're going to choose, wow, I got all this time to clean and create. And, you know, Gabrielle and I spent all kinds of time brainstorming about around stuff we could create while we were in our houses. Okay. So, okay, basically what the channel is saying is your kids want stress. And this is for all of us.
Yeah.
They want it. They thrive on it. They think, I'm not doing my part if I'm not stressed out, if I don't push myself. And that's the very gift that the virus is trying to get us to focus on, is that we need to slow down. We need our balance back. We need to focus on love and the things that are important for ourselves and for each other. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a core belief they want to give you. This page here. Yeah, I never want to be God. I never want, but they're expanding that. I never want to be the God of me that is in balance. They just have this deep-seated belief that if they're out of balance and push themselves into the floor, they'll create more. And that's shared by really much of the world right now. Now, it's interesting to me. We got to follow the breadcrumbs here now that you opened this can of worms, Miss Andy, because they're showing me Italy, and Italy's one of the places that they're in more balance. They take time in the afternoon. They take time to enjoy their celebrate their meals together. All right, so let's just ask a question. Is this the right question? We're going the right, yes. Everybody balanced? Anybody switch? No. Okay. Why Italy? Why did it start in Italy? Sheets. But give me a song, Sandy. Any song that pops in.
Man in the Mirror.
Okay, well, they are, what a brilliant song.
I love it.
They literally started pushing themselves to mirror America, to mirror a tougher, harder, nose to the grindstone work ethic. But that's not who they are. And so part of them is going, we have to work harder, we have to work longer, we have to be more stressed. And the other part is going, no, that's not who we are. So they're in battle with themselves. And,
well, and
literally
yeah.
It represents what the virus represents for all of us. Who we really are people who demand and should be in balance and love and caring for each other. And if you fight that now, you'll go under.
Well, we were their teachers, so.
Yeah.
The harder you work, the better you do. And
yeah, and dear God, I can identify that within myself for sure. Kind of embraced all the stuff I get to catch up on now, you know, and create with now. And that's what it is for them. So the more you can, and if they can't hear that, Sandy, again, guys, they get the energy. Be quiet, not trying to control them, but just loving them and saying to them energetically, you are balanced. You're safe to slow down. And I release you to your own divine I am presence to create that. They'll get it. They will get it energetically. I have proof. All right, my love. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Dee.
You bet, sweet thing. Michael in Connecticut, you're on.
Hey, how you doing, Dee?
Pretty good. What's
or
up?
Or should I say, buongiorno?
Yeah. What can I answer for you?
What is your sequence to enter the channel? I know that you start in the love place. You ask, am I asking the right question?
No. No, I don't do any of that to enter the channel. I just go, okay, I'm in the channel. It's no big deal, guys. It's intention, like everything else. But in order to move into the creation process, they're giving us some really simple guidelines to follow that work for everybody. Go to your love place because we know love creates and heals everything. Be very clear about the positive of what you want. Know that when you are creating that positive of what you want, it feels like love. You experience it as love. And that's why the breathing exercises is so powerful. By the way, that breathing exercise I gave you all was given to me by two doctors who are specialists at Harvard and UCLA of the mind and body connection. And it improved to some degree every disease that these doctors had ever worked with, which tells you it affects your immune system. So not only are you creating you being the frequency of health and wellness and money, you are literally improving your immune system by the deep breathing, with the deep breathing. Okay? There you go. That's your answer, Michael.
That's particularly useful. I thank you very much.
You bet, sweetheart. Thank you. All righty. Let's see. Where are we going? Lynn in Los Angeles. What's up?
Hi, Dee Dee. Thank you.
Hi, baby.
And thank you for your webinars and the Samis and everything. It's been so helpful.
Thank you. That was the intention, is to be here to support everybody. Thank
you. And
I'll
be with you on Wednesday. Is it Wednesday?
Yep. It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
And,
okay. Awesome.
You know, maybe I should rethink this starting the webinars at 6 o'clock. I probably could do that. Why I made it 7 originally is because I travel so much, you know, and that time seemed to work out better when I was out of town. But I'm going to rethink that and see if I can, not this one, Wednesday night set. So anyway, mm-hmm. Lynn, what can I answer
okay.
for you, my love?
Okay, so I've been working and for one person, and it's all gone well. And she asked me to come and live on their property during this time, so I would continue to earn and also be someone that, in case something happened at night or they wanted, you know, a noise checked out, that I could be here to help out like that. So I left my place. My boyfriend's at my place, and I came here, and I'm living in this other house on their property. And the wife is absolutely so panicked, and I understand that, and I'm sending her love, and I'm listening to it, and to the point where she doesn't want me to leave to even go to the grocery store. Like, the next 2 weeks, I'm supposed to stay in the home or out on the property, and so I'm kind of under a quarantine to make sure that I'm okay, which I know I'm okay. And so I'm just kind of rethinking.
Yeah, but she
it.
Doesn't know that, see?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I respect the fact, because she's older.
All
and
right,
her
so
husband
what's your
is,
question,
is much older.
Lynn? Got to get to the question, babe.
Okay. am I doing the balanced thing I can for myself and my own life? Is this the most loving thing I can do for
the
whole?
That's the right question. Yes, and I get a yes.
Okay.
Because their fears are your fears multiplied to 100.
Yeah.
So if you stand back and stay objective, that's the highest word. If you can stay objective and go, wow, where is this within me?
Mm-hmm.
Where is this lack of knowing? Or is there any place that I'm still in fear? Or blah, 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 blah. And then the big question is, do I have to? Oh. Okay. Sorry. Huge freaking light bulb just went on in my head. Okay, before I have it. So, it's so convoluted. So basically, they don't know that they have any control. So they're sequestering themselves as a semblance of having some kind of control. You've done the same thing with relationships in your life.
Yes, right.
You've used that as your safety place. Are you with me?
Yes,
you've,
I get
you've
it.
You've used relationships as your quarantine. This
Got
is
it.
Great. Okay,
yeah.
To feel safe. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is your opportunity to be aware of that. It's a huge gift, actually, that you've created for them to give you to be aware of it and let go of all of that. Huge gift.
Mm.
So whatever, for all of us, whatever we're using that is a deterrent to create the illusion that we're under control outside of ourselves is what we need and are being asked to bring into balance right now. Great.
Wow.
Yeah. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. Wow. Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you.
Woo. All right, Mary, we're way over time, but I want to get your question. What's up?
Hey, sweetheart, I just wanted to tell you that I inadvertently hit the key to do your webinar twice. So I said, what a perfect time
that.
For me. I'm going to gift that to you to give to whomever.
Mary, I can refund it to you, but
I know
that's
you
a
can.
Lovely. All
I
right,
know you
well,
can. But I just
go,
felt
guys.
Like it was a way for me to maybe
yep.
help somebody else.
Yes, I love you, Mary.
Oh, I love
you. I love
too,
you.
Honey.
See, I kept arguing with him, saying we're out of time. No, you got to take Mary's call. I just do what I'm told.
That's
I
right.
love you for that, Miss Mary.
Oh,
thank you. And we will apply it to somebody that really needs it for sure. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
All right. I'm sorry, guys. We really got into some really awesome conversations there. Sorry I didn't get to everybody, but hold on. Yes, they're saying they want you to know everybody got your question answered. So just stop and say to yourself, okay, I got the answer to my question. Give me clarity about it. You'll hear it. Let's come together. I'm going to see you Wednesday, right? If you need help, email me, right? Because we need to come together to support and get this information. All right, let's come together and yell it loud. I love me, universe. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.